The Land of Lost Men. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A British insurance company thinks it has finally settled the issue. According to Sheila's Wheels, that's the name of the insurance company, which markets insurance primarily to women, the average male drives an extra 276 miles a year as a result of being lost, whereas the average lost female drives only an additional 256 miles. And the reason for the 20-mile discrepancy? That men don't ask for directions. More than one out of four men wait at least a half hour before asking for directions, and 12% never ask. They just drive and drive. And so, there it is again, another survey saying that men are stubborn, self-absorbed, and lost. However, the problem with this survey, as I think most men understand, is the definition of lost. Some would say that if you don't know exactly where you are, you're lost. But men don't see that as getting lost. We merely see it as finding a different neighborhood than we had planned to. A man sees this as an opportunity to educate himself, to explore. Remember, Columbus, Magellan, John Cabot, Vasco da Gama, on one level, they too were lost, but they sailed on, knowing that around the next bend might be the Northwest Passage or India or, as John Stewart might say, New Jersey. But Dave, you say, why won't lost men at least turn on the satellite navigation system? Because real-time electronic map displays are very good at telling you exactly where you are. But as every man knows, they will never be able to tell you where you could be. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.